Man, it's me, Doc Kim, and I was sitting at the television feeling disturbed. But yo, I just got the word of Diggerman 83rd, some cat that got clapped.
Gangsta rapper.
Perhaps, but I was looking at the face of one particular cat. Now, I done seen him before.
Can you remember where at?
Well, it was either at the liquor store or laundromat, or at a party and shit that dropped through of a quick and split. But the fellas he ran with, they no longer.
I know, dude, I've been knowing him all my life. Ever since I was young, I used to see him shooting dice. On occasions, I was seen once or twice with all types, many different walks of life. He tried to keep in touch, but I knew it was up. Every time he came around and showed his face, I duck. In the mid-80s, the nigga went crazy. He had a lot of ladies selling their babies. The nigga was shady, but he had a lot of friends that he would visit on the weekend. Thrill-seeking, influenced by his teachings. My daddy knew him, yo, he met him at a hotel. My homeboy Johnny kicked it with him in the jail cell. A lot of people met him with a female, doing real well, connected with the drug sales. The rich and the poor, for better or worse, the last and the first walked the earth, but can't avoid his turf, and it hurts my brain. It's driving me insane. It's a shame I can't remember his name. I think Tuna no dude. Soup.
Yo.
I ain't trying to be rude, but my wife just cooked. I'm about to grub on some food.
Alright, peace. Tuna said probably running the streets. I'm about to give these young brothers a beep.
Yo, salam alaikum.
Yo, alaikum salam.
Hey, yo, what's up on 83rd?
Man, the futon is on. Hey, the reason why I called, that was the cat from my building. You seen him?
Yeah, we met that brother out in Pasadena. Remember 7? No, my mistake, we was right between Fair Oaks and Lake, trying to take us a lunch break
and cop us a Cessac,
but had to drive right past the place where they rest at.
We drove in a hatchback,
Corolla, these cats packed pistolas, the Cadillac they drove.
It was brown and black,
patrolling the hood, looking for trouble, so was purchasing trees, looking with speed, pulled this strap and was hurting the squeeze.
You jerk and you bleed,
we threw it in reverse and we flee,
or should we say fled.
They wanted to make us more than play dead, flashing his heat,
two cars was moving fast on the street.
That's when I peeped that dude was in his back passenger seat.
Yo, that shit was deep.
I can't remember his name.
That's gonna get us killed.
Now come on, man, I feel like cutting loose. Violence.
You behave
like you can't avoid his turf. Oh, yo, hey, you know what? Now I know who homie is, man. His name is
Death.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. If I can put you at hold, you can talk to my manager.
Don't be acting all jive-headed and shit with your Gatorade brain, your goofy-ass, jive-headed, lanky-ass... drinking hand-me-down status quo. Don't be playing around with that. Face to face. Let me talk to the flow manager.
Okay.
What's his name?